to AM 970 KCNB Portland. State Radio. Attention FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your daily show prep begins now.
It's so true. Having to talk while with the other hand, you're like scrabbling to put on the next Jethro Tull album. Jesus, God Almighty.
How's your morning?
There are some things in this business that never change.
Today's show is brought to you by the letter J. All right. I'm drenched in sweat. I'm exhausted. Feel like I've been hammered. But literally with like an actual hammer.
You are in control.
Say that now and the transmitter goes dead. I want to note, by the way, here at the CBS radio cluster, as they call it. No, that's an unpleasant term. These are all kinds of radio terms that we use. I say them and people, they sound weird or strange. For example, at home. Hi, it's the Rick Emerson Show. But, for example, at home, you have a... Hello? Okay. Hello. For example, at home, yeah, I sounded like I was offering... At home, you have a volume knob or perhaps a fader. We do not have a volume knob or a fader. The thing that controls the volume, we have a thing called a pot. P-O-T, as in pots and pans, or a...
For potentiometer.
Baggie of marijuana, yes. And so, whenever you're working, like at a broadcast school, or you're at some radio station with a 17-year-old who's there for the first time, there's always the... The obligatory round of giggling about talking about using the pot. Ha 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 ha. You'll say, pop me up, pop me down. Where am I in the pot? It's what they do. It's a dumb term, but it's what everybody says. No volume knob. Yeah, and Tim is right. It's short for potentiometer.
All you kids.
All you kids. We have that liner running that says, blah, 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 your potentiometer and your pre-amplification section. So no one says potentiometer. They say pot, and then everybody laughs. Ha ha. It's like that. It's like when you go to some sort of Hawaiian-themed dance and everybody has to joke about getting laid. Ah! Anyway.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. At some point about the radio terminology, lingo, slang.
Because we're always being asked.
Yeah, but what was my point? There was some bit of radio terminology I was using that led us into this. Oh, cluster.
Yeah.
So here at the CBS radio family of stations, whenever there's a group of stations in a town owned by a single entity, it's usually Clear Channel. In this case, it's CBS radio. They call that group of stations a cluster. And so they'll say, where do you... Seems all Bobby Dooley and crap.
I was just thinking of a cluster something else when things go wrong. The different terminology.
Tim Riley.
Which we've been hearing.
I'm horrified.
Which we've been hearing quite a bit.
We say that word at least once a day during Kramer when Tim and I are sitting in here.
It's a cluster bomb or something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, but here at the CBS radio cluster of stations, it should be noted that I think a lot of the stations... are running at partial power or half power or something. I mean, not just us, a lot of it, probably Clear Channel, Intercom, the same way. Because of not so much the humidity, but the heat. Because all the transmitter equipment for these radio stations is kept like in a series of rickety wood buildings at the top of a hill. Very close to the sun. They're all in danger of blowing up today. And so, literally, all of the stations, except for us, are running at half power.
Serves them right.
We're the most important radio station in the cluster, though, so we're...
I don't think they can take us down anymore.
I think we're probably the oldest, because this signed on in 1926.
As Coin AM?
Yeah, Coin. Mm-hmm. And it has,
only going, Craig Adams really knows.
No, I read about it. There's some pictures of it on the web. They had the Coin organ, which was in the Heathman Hotel downtown.
Organ. A Coin organ?
Yeah.
Like the musical instrument?
Well, correct. Yes. That's what it would have been.
Was it an upright organ?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Or was. And then they had the Coin orchestra.
I'm exhausted. I wish I was dead. Again. Hey, it's 4 minutes and 38 seconds after the hour of 12, and this is the month of June of the year of our Lord, 2006. Thank you for coming along, making it a part of your listening day. It's going to be the best show ever. It is the Rick Emerson Show, live from the plushly appointed and... Occasionally functional studios of AM 970, Solid State Radio. Thank you for coming along. It's Monday. Welcome to the first and longest day of the rest of my life. It is 503-733-2970. All right. Normally, at the end of the program, we do a list of things that we have not gotten to. Sometimes I'll say, well, look here, I didn't get to the top five. I didn't get to this interview. I didn't get to this song. Would you like a list of things I haven't gotten to already? I haven't eaten breakfast, haven't had any coffee, haven't been able to sleep much, don't have the programming matrix done, have no idea what we're talking about, don't have any sound cuts loaded. Have we booked anybody from CNN? Oh,
we have
that's
two
done.
Guests from CNN.
All right, fantastic. So that's done. So there you
I
go.
I don't think you know what they're talking about.
Not a clue. Everything
else? Talk about the heat.
Yes. Is it hot where you are? Everything else is bupkis. All right, it's 6 minutes after noon. It's 503-733-2970, or you can also email us. It's rick@rickemerson.com. Here's, Justin, in case you're wondering why it's been such a bad day already. It was a really good day, man. It started out fantastic. I should note that the Stephanie Miller Show made its triumphant debut this morning. And it was a great show, by the way. And I'm not just saying that because I work here and she's part of the station that employs us. It was a real, man, it was fantastic. And I have to tell you this. We had some technical difficulties during the hour that is ostensibly filled by the Jim Cramer Show, which airs before us. I mean, it's a great show and all. but it ran in a rather slipshod fashion, one might say, today. Also Friday. Also.
Many prefer his new format of dead air and comedy. Nobody else is doing it.
Sort of a booyah with a gitter done chaser. In any event, but the Stephanie Miller Show ran flawlessly. It was so great. I got up at 5 a.m. to be here, 4:30, something like that, to be here. I was here at 5:30 in the morning, 5:45 or whatever, just totally just sleeping by all of my eyes, just feeling all terrible. And man, at 6:06, bam, Stephanie Miller Show came over flawlessly and without incident. Played, man, she gave us a whole bunch of shout-outs. It was funny, fantastic, fast-moving. All of these things I don't say, because like, I have to. If it was, the show had been a disaster, I'd be here right now pretending I didn't even know it existed. If the show, if Stephanie Miller's launch had just been a catastrophe this morning, people would have been like, Stephanie Miller, and I'd be like, who? I don't know, this show, the station starts at noon, friends. No, but I got, man, Stephanie Miller, man, it was fantastic, it was rocking this morning. So that's good. So that went really well. And then even the next 2 hours of the fine program from the All Comedy Radio Network, that went pretty well. And then at 11, blown up Tom style. Hold on to nothing. Now we're back to the flawless execution of everything, though. Fantastic. Don't forget, tonight, the Don and Mike Show makes its return to the Portland airwaves tonight, 7 p.m. We'll talk about that later on, by the way. It is commonly held that Tom Likas is the most polarizing figure on this radio station, which he probably is. But I got to tell you, man, already Don and Mike are a close second. There's no middle ground on those guys. Everybody loves Don. I mean, I'm a big Don and Mike fan. I celebrate their entire catalog. There are many people who do not, though. Many people, it's not that they just dislike them. They actively loathe Don and Mike. I am not one of those guys, but we'll talk about that later. God, all right. Here's what's coming up. We got that song about chicks who cut themselves. This is a good day to play that. News That Hurts, Weekend Geek. We will take, please do not call now, clarifying questions about the mystery sound. The love of God, don't call now. Don't, I beseech you. We're going to end this this week. We promised last week that if we do not get the mystery sound identified by Friday, Sarah's just going to blurt it out. If we don't get it identified by Friday at 2 p.m., Sarah's just going to say it. Clyde Lewis here with News at Ground Zero. Scotty J, coming fresh off his success of putting together the top five summer songs last week. Today we have top five hot songs from Scotty J. Top five hot songs. What else? Oh, and Smokey, who's our fine colleague of 98.7 KUPL.
He's a real DJ who's on live.
Because he's actually a live DJ.
He sits in the chair and plays records.
And he's made out of skin and everything. So he, on Friday, Thursday, he was all up in my grill, as the kids say, about hitting posts and talking up the post to a song. Apparently we're going to throw down today. There can be only one post hitter. We'll find out who that is. We're joined today by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon. How you feeling?
Hi, Rick.
Yeah.
I'm doing good.
Yeah. Well, you're here.
Yeah. I know. I seriously hate myself.
It's going around.
I know. I was sitting at home on a Friday night, crying because I felt really bad. And then my alarm clock went off.
Yeah.
At 9:15 p.m.
Oh.
Instead of a.m. Oh, my face.
Tim Riley's at the City Desk working on the following stories.
Well, we're going to talk about how hot it is where you are. Of course, people have drowned already, as we can well expect.
What?
Aggression, man.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
When it's hot, people go near the water, and they always drown. Always.
I don't mean to laugh.
Well, you know what's going to happen.
It's just your laissez-faire attitude.
Well, you know, nothing surprising anymore. Aggression, man. Dies after jumping off a cliff at the old swimming hole. A Washington woman is struck and killed by an Amtrak train while talking on her cell phone. And our TV world gets a little bit bleaker as Aaron Spelling passes on. Didn't mean to be a buzzkill.
That is sad. He created Jigga
Vision. That really is sad.
It is sad. It's sad. There's nothing else you can say about it. Tori Spelling got to work for a living now. Boy, she's going to be screwed.
Well, she had been. So we don't know what's going to happen to the reality show now, because a good part of that was about her home.
No, the only reason people are nice to Tori Spelling is to curry favor with her aged father. Those days have passed now. You no longer have to be nice. You've lost the protection of the Don, as they say. All right. This is the part. I don't have my programming matrix written down, so this is normally the part where I talk about...
What's coming up?
No, we already did that. I would talk about what happened since we last spoke. I don't know. It's all a blur. It's all a blur of sweat and wishing I was dead.
But we're going to go see Superman tomorrow.
Tomorrow, baby. We are all over Superman. Tomorrow, 10 p.m. Tim Riley will not be joining us, but Sarah and I will be going with the Geek Squad tomorrow in Vancouver.
Woo! I'm going Saturday.
Good times. I hope it's air-conditioned. You know, I had to pay extra. Those tickets were $9.75 each.
You had to pay for them? Oh, I thought they were like...
And you owe me $9.75, okay. By the way. No, you didn't give me anything.
Well, I'm glad I'm not good. I couldn't afford
it. This job doesn't really give you any perks. You know, if you're there, I'm a KUFO, then I'll have some free
stuff. Wait, do I get one or two?
One.
Oh, I just get one?
You're going with me.
Oh, I am?
You don't have to go, I suppose, but you can say I'm crying some more.
Whoops, I already asked someone to come with me.
Oh, we're sorry. No, that's not going to work. Well.
Okay. This is awkward.
Best day ever. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go to Tim Riley at the City Desk.
It's time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour.
Kill me.
And now, from the City Desk,
yes,
Tim
bring it
Riley.
To me.
From high atop the bottom of the coin tower in downtown Portland, Oregon, CBS presents the City Desk Newsbeat. Tim Riley reporting. Well, this is Portland, Oregon, not Las Vegas. Well, you wouldn't know it. It was 101 degrees yesterday, but it was not the record high. The record high was 102, so there. Had another degree to go.
So quit your bitching. God damn, it was hot. Look, and today of all days, we're allowed to go on about how hot it was. I know typically this is, weather is not a topic, as we constantly say here on the Rick and Rissett Show. We don't have a consultant anymore that may show. It may not. But I will have to say that I used to have this consultant. God bless him. He was a good guy. But he had this tip line. You could call him. Speaking of the tip line, you could call. I was pulling some stuff off the fax machine this morning. And I am not a mean-spirited person, because I would have brought it in otherwise. But you know what? I inadvertently pulled off the... Did you ever go and you go to the fax machine or the printer, the copier rather, the printer, and you pull a bunch of stuff off and like half of it's yours, and then you get like a page of a document that doesn't belong to you, and you're always like, should I read it? And then you do. And then it's just a question of whether you're too lazy to take it back. And I always am. I just throw it in the trash. I never take it back. It's like, you know, my stuff, somebody else's document, trash. You know, they'll reprint it. So but this morning I pulled off a bunch of my stuff, and then, bam, bunch of prepared comedy. A bunch of zany prepared comedy.
I wonder who uses them.
It would be wrong of me to speculate.
Okay.
So, but it was a bunch of, like, Laugh-tastic, you know, incorporated, or, you know... You know, chucklehutch.com or says some. And man, it was so bad. It was so bad. It was like sample joke. Here's a sample joke from the prepared comedy. Because the way they do it is they give you the news, and like a little news blurb, the setup, and then in parentheses, so that you don't inadvertently read it all as one sentence, in parentheses, they give you the punchline. And like sample joke from today's prepared comedy was, you know, Saddam Hussein is, you know, claims, threatens to go on a hunger strike. You know, observers do not believe that the hunger strike threat is serious. And then in parentheses, we were like, it's much harder now that they've installed that wonderful salad bar at Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah.
You hear me in the back. There you go. That's it. So I, you know, you've been. But I used to have this consultant, and the consultant, he wouldn't prepare comedy, but the consultant had this tip line that you would call every day. It was basically just his voicemail box, and you would call and you would press in, like, the password, like the 399 or whatever. And he'd be like, here is today's topic hotline for Monday, June 26th. And then it would, like, you'd hear the rustling of the paper, and he would be like, it's very hot outside. Talk about the weather. Get heat-related calls. Ask your listeners if they were hot. You know, just endless. And then, like, you'd hear the turn of the page. There are many movies at the multiplex. Ask your listeners what movies they saw. Just, and we were paying for it, like, hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month for this. But one of our constant refrains has in this life has been that the weather is not a topic. Today, weather's a topic. Why? Goddamn hot. And I get it. Who here has air conditioning?
Me.
Not me.
No.
I'm so badly burned from yesterday, too.
Yeah, you're all pink and whatnot.
From inside the house?
Yeah. You're just shooting right through the walls.
So
you're
living
inside a glass dome.
No, my friends have a kid, so they had this, like, octopus sprinkler thing, so I was running through it.
Oh, a wet willy?
I don't think so.
Isn't that what that thing is called? A wet, wacky willy?
Oh, well,
it didn't move.
We talked about this a long time ago. It was a slip and slide.
No, that's the other thing.
Oh, a water wiggle.
I don't even know. I wish I was dead.
Well, to make a long story short, you got a sunburn from being outside.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, anyway.
No, I can enjoy the sunshine.
No, so Sarah's got that Northwest girl tan where it's like alternately, like ivory white and then like bright pink.
Yep.
Ivory white, bright pink. She looks like like one of those Tiger Tail Hostess snacks.
It sort of looks like I'm wearing a white tank top right now.
Completely. But I have air conditioning. You have central air, probably, too.
I do, yeah.
Yeah, see, and I don't. We've got two air conditioners. We've got one in the living room, one in the bedroom. But you can only run one at a time or it'll blow the power in the whole neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, so I would run the air conditioner in the living room while I was in the living room. And then, of course, you know, you get a bed and whatever. And so last night I go to bed, turn on the air conditioner in the bedroom. Sleeping 6 inches in front of it like a good American. But, man, I got up this morning. And, again, I came in early, you know, just because of the Stephanie Miller. I want to be here in case it was all a big flaming disaster. Just, what are the odds? And so I got up this morning at, I don't know, it must have been around 5 o'clock. And the bedroom was all nice and cool because I had the air conditioner running all night. And then I walk into the living at 5 a.m. And so then, you know, and immediately you feel your clothes begin to stick to your body and you start to wither up. You know, it's like some sort of a time-lapse photography of a plant.
Was your dog in the air-conditioned room at least?
No, Max is gone right now. Max is with Laura in Utah.
Oh.
It sucks in Utah, by the way, because not only is it hot, but you're in Utah. So, but I don't have to worry about that.
I passed out driving there in the desert once. Some Mormons helped me put my Renault LeCar back together again with bungee cords.
I think I'm delirious from the heat. I think I'm hallucinating Tim Riley stories now. I swear to God, you were just talking about Mormons in a Renault LeCar and bungees.
That's true. It happened.
Anywho, so it's all hot and whatnot.
And people are drowning in.
Yeah. I made the mistake of bicycling, by the way. That was a lot of fun. Me, no, it'll be nice. The breeze will keep me cool. Man, I got like half a mile from my home. Just totally with the heat prostration of the dumping water on myself. Yeah, that was a mistake. Don't ever do that. So that's with air conditioning in my home. I can't even imagine what it's like to not have air conditioning. I mean, it's like I walked outside yesterday, and immediately your body's just protesting. No, 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 back inside. So, yeah, that was not fun at all. Really, what else is there to say? I mean, I'm sure on other stations they're saying endless things about it, but boy, it was hot. Is it going to be hot? I can't believe, I know. Is it going to be hot today?
It is very hot.
It's supposed to be hotter today.
Yep, hotter today.
How can it be hotter?
It's supposed to be 102 degrees.
Oh, well, I guess there you go. That is one hotter.
Which was higher than yesterday's 101 degrees.
I guess that is how it works. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Meanwhile, a 40-year-old Gresham man died at Dangby State Park after diving off a high cliff.
What state park?
This is Dabney State Park.
Oh, I think it said Dagny.
No.
I thought that was like some sort of a Yosemite Sam kind of wreck-a-fret.
Apparently, several witnesses said the man tried to do a belly flop in the air from a cliff about 50 feet high and landed on his stomach. But there was probably a rock underneath his stomach. The man immediately began to sink. They pulled the man ashore, began CPR, but it was too late. It didn't work. According to the Sheriff's Department, the area is hazardous, has no lifeguards, and several people have died there.
Okay.
Meanwhile, a woman talking on her cell phone Sunday was struck and killed by an Amtrak passenger train.
This happened near Safeco Field in Seattle. Witnesses say the woman was walking along the loading area when she didn't hear the train coming. As she was talking on the phone, the train was only going 25 miles an hour, but that was enough. She died of severe injuries.
Oh.
Oh. Where was this?
Seattle.
Okay, and she was what, talking on her cell phone?
Uh-huh.
Well, there you go. I guess that's what happens. There you go, just a little thinning of the herd there. All right.
Time for the battle watch.
Here's your battle watch for whatever the hell this is. Monday.
Cannabis 6 straight.
It's going to be hotter?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Well, I expected this because I saw the Al Gore movie. Ever,
with the sad polar bears. Yeah.
Wanted by making the other poor dumb bastard die for his country.
Well, after Karl Rove told everyone to say that we're not going to withdraw, we're actually making secret plans to do so in Iraq. This from the New York Times. Under this plan, the first reductions would involve two combat brigades. Estimating the number of American troops may be deployed is difficult, but they say about 28,000 will be brought home.
Now, this is as of when?
They're going to start doing this, let's see, by December 2007.
I should know, by the way, and this is, I guess it is a plug, but I'm just saying, I actually, the Stephanie Miller Show was talking about this morning. They were talking about how on the, because this is, did you, one really does have to admire in a perverse way. I was talking to somebody about this weekend, about the Democrats. I really am not a boring person. I don't honestly sit around and just have tedious discussions about political. I do.
With whom?
I just with folks, with people.
Oh, okay.
With somebody on MySpace. All right, are you happy?
Yeah.
Jabbering bastards, get off my back! So anyway, I was on MySpace this weekend talking about politics with a person I've never met in real life. And she was cute. She had a hot little thing, and not an average, a pic, a profile pic, as the kids say.
It may be a picture from 1969.
Or
know.
Someone else altogether.
From Woodstock.
It's really Clyde. anywho, this person from MySpace made some, even posted some little thing in my inbox about like blah, 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 and then something about the Democrats taking back the House. And I noted that if the Democrats take back the House, it will not be because of their own ineptitude. It will be because the Republicans implode. Because Democrats can, here's the thing, Democrats can't ever win anything unless you're Bill Clinton. He's the sole exception to that. Democrats can't ever win anything. They just wait for Republicans to lose things. I'm no fan of the Republicans, but I mean, at least they actually win stuff. They don't just wait for other.
Well, that's because the Democrats water down every sentence, so there's nothing left to the sentence.
I don't even know. And please believe me, I'm the biggest bleeding heart you'll ever meet. You know this, but I don't really even know what Democrats believe anymore. I'm not sure what they. I'm sure they have something they stand for. Maybe I guess, but I just don't know. But I would say that if the Democrats take back the House or anything ever, it's just going to be because the Republicans implode. And but anyway, so Stephanie Miller was talking about this morning. About this is, you got to admire the duplicitous nature of the Republicans, because on the one hand they're like, we will not cut and run, surrender is not an option. That's what they're kind of saying. And yet on the other hand, they're reaching around with the other hand and they're just pulling the troops back and bringing them home.
Yeah, because Karl Rove said, talk like an old John Wayne movie.
Totally. Well, yeah. You've heard there's a speak softly and carry a big stick.
Yeah.
And the Republicans, Stephanie Miller did not make this observation this morning, but this is a Rick Emerson original. The Republicans are doing the same. They're speaking loudly and carrying like nothing, because they're like, well, surrender is not enough. We will destroy you. But on the same time, they're pulling all the troops back because they know the jig is up, man. We're hosed. They know it. So
it says here, by the end of the year, the number of bases will shrink from 57 to the current 69. By June 2007, there would be only 30 bases, and by December 2007, there would only be 11. By the end of 2007, the U.S. would have three regional military commands in Baghdad and the surrounding area. So that's that. That's from the New York Times.
All right. So our long national nightmare may someday be over.
But the president insists that future troop withdrawals will depend on conditions on the ground in Iraq.
I've told the American people our commanders will be making the decisions as to how to achieve victory. And General Casey, of course, is the lead person.
I think the way to achieve victory is to pick something else to invade, like Ohio or Zagreb.
Mm. Well, Bush says he has a new definition of victory in Iraq.
Victory means a free government that is able to sustain itself, defend itself, It's a government that that will be an ally in the war on terror.
Okay.
It's a government that will be able to fight off Al-Qaeda and its desires to have a safe
haven. Why haven't I ever thought of this before? Just changing the definitions to make it something you want.
Yeah.
Okay, well, from now on, just being on the air is having a 10 share. There you go. From now on, there you go. That's our new definition of...
Well, Senator Joe Biden said he knew that something was going on with the troops, and they were going to withdraw from Iraq.
There would be no possibility that we'd have any more than 100,000 troops in Iraq by the end of this year, and we'd draw down that significantly next. And there's a reason for that. We have trouble sustaining these troop levels, number one. Number two, they've always planned on moving in this direction.
I like Joe Biden. I think he's way too normal and decent to be elected, though. I don't know that that's ever going to happen. I don't understand this term, draw down. We're just leaving. Draw down, is that that's some sort of newspeak for just for getting our ass on a plane and getting out of there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do we have to break?
Yeah.
Do we have somebody? Oh, well, it's just Clyde. No disrespect. I'm just saying Clyde's not on the same timeline that perhaps somebody from CNN might be. Are we inside a segment?
We have one more to go.
Well, let's finish this segment, then we'll break.
Okay, and because it's Monday, the administration is always mad at what appears in the New York Times. The president is sharply condemning the disclosure of a program to secretly monitor the financial transactions of suspected terrorists. And, of course, they sent out Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist to stir up the pot.
I think they did. I think that's why the administration went to him very directly and said, do not give the playbook that's protecting the American people to the terrorists themselves. And that's what they did.
No, okay. There wouldn't be anything else during the Sunday Times.
Rick, you're 12 minutes into the show and you're already complaining. Damn, man, plug the air conditioners into separate circuits and they won't blow the breaker. Oh, by the way, screw you. I cycled 46 miles on Saturday and 30 miles yesterday. You are pansy. Oh, love the show.
Was it for a worthy cause?
Yeah, probably not. It was ill-advised. I should not have done it. And here's the best part about that, by the way, is that I bicycled here and then home. And then I had to come back, and I'm like, well, I'll take the truck. I don't want to screw that again. And Lara has the brand new, like, shiny, great car where everything works. Like, that's gone. That's in Utah with my poodle. And it's like, all I've got is Lara's 4Runner. And so I was talking about there's the Mr. Transmission commercials. Like, you don't want to wait until the last minute because then you... Remember, I was using this example. You don't want to be on the freeway when it's 180 degrees. You turn on the air conditioner. All that comes out is hot dust. That's exactly what happened. Me. Did not heed my own advice there. Here's me. Boy, it sure is hot. Ooh, let's turn on some cool, soothing, chilled air straight from the... Yeah! And I turn it on. And it's just hot, dusty, dry wind. It's like tumbleweeds and antelope skulls coming out. It's a bad, bad... Hot metal truck been sitting in the sun for 12 hours.
No, I had the same problem with the air conditioning in my Volvo over the weekend. It sounded like a squirrel was stuck in the motor or something.
Yeah. Sure was hot.
It was.
Yep.
Make sure you check on the elderly today. Otherwise, certain other stations wouldn't have an audience coming on.
Lars should do that. Lars, we should do a daily checkup on Lars's audience. But just, you know, as part, just, you know, as fraternal, just keep the fraternal harmony alive. All right. How can we do that? I don't know. If I was smarter and if it wasn't so hot, I'd be able to think of a good radio bit around that. Hey, somebody else think of that and I'll do it. It's 503-733-2970. Whoa. Oh, there you go. This is a battle watch. Back after this, Clyde Lewis and the other stuff. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show Monday at AM970. Solid State Radio.
Americans play to win all the time. Americans love America. We have the best spirit and the best men in the world. That's why Americans have never lost. And we'll never lose a war.
Rick Emerson, live from Portland, only on AM 970, Solid State Radio.
This hour of the Rick Emerson Show brought to you by CD Game Exchange with 5 locations in Portland. They buy, they sell, they trade. CD Game Exchange.
At Taco Time restaurants, we're so excited about adding mango peach salsa to our famous crispy chicken ranchero. We'd like to give you a taste of it right now. Unfortunately, this is radio and you can't taste radio, but we can let you hear what this flavorful, tart, sweet and tangy new entree sounds like to your taste buds. It goes a little something like this. The first thing your tongue hears is the syncopated rhythm of fresh cabbage blend with cheddar cheese and a blast of ranch dressing. As your taste buds listen to the crispy strips of tender chicken, they hear a melody of stringed instruments. Finally, the crescendo of sweet and tangy mango peach salsa strikes a keynote of flavor on your palate. It all comes together for that big band sound in your mouth. The new Mango Ranchero. It's music to your tongue. It's taco time.
If you haven't heard the Tom Likas show lately, you haven't heard this.
Yeah. It's Rick on the Tom Likas show. Hello.
How's it going, Ed?
It's pretty good, son.
I know that you've been divorced four times. I was wondering if you'd ever do it again.
Well, I hesitate to predict. Who knows? Well, I'll get drunk and stupid. But assuming I'm sober and rational, I won't do it again. There's no benefit. There's a lot of cost. And I'm done.
Now, have you been married while you had the show?
I'm not married at this time, but I have been married during the show, yes.
Well, what do you have to say to the guys that do want to get married at such a engaged, because I got buddies that are like under 21 that want to get married and already
they should stop missing mommy so much.
All right, brother.
That's why they're doing it. They're afraid.
Can you blow me up with a bong rip?
Of course I can. Here you go.
Let's listen. The Tom Likas Show. Weekdays at 3 on AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Attention investors, how do you protect yourself against world uncertainty and rising inflation? With an investment in gold. The price of gold has doubled in the past 5 years, and now experts are predicting gold has the potential to exceed $1,000 per ounce, and some say even more, much more. Tap into the power of gold with a free Gold Investors Kit. Call Goldline at 1-800-605-0172. Goldline has been the nation's premier gold investment company since 1960. With an investment of as little as $1,000, gold can diversify your savings, increase your growth potential, and protect your financial assets in today's unstable market. Call Goldline for your free Gold Investors Kit. 1-800-605-0172. Call right now and also ask for your free CD, How to Invest in the 2006 Gold Bull Market. Call Goldline now, 1-800-605-0172. That's 1-800-605-0172. Homeowners, if you want to spend less on bills, how about reducing your mortgage payment up to 33%? It's easy with Quicken Loans. Just write down this number, 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans can show you how to cut your mortgage payment up to 33% so you can make your money work harder, like paying off high-interest credit card bills, affording home improvements, or increasing your retirement savings. Just call 800-281-6105. With over 150 exclusive loan programs, the mortgage experts at Quicken Loans have something for you. This could be the most valuable call you make all year. Find out how you can cut your monthly mortgage payment up to 33%. Call Quicken Loans right now at 800-281-6105. 800-281-6105. Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states. Call now, 800-281-6105.
Seems like everyone is making money in real estate these days. Everyone but you, right? You can start making a profit in real estate immediately without using any of your own money. Since 1946, the legendary real estate expert A.D. Kessler has been making big money in real estate, and now he'll share with you his time-tested, proven methods in his straightforward how-to video, free.
This is A.D. Kessler. Suppose I could show you a way to get rich, stay rich, and enjoy being rich for the rest of your life with Creative Real Estate. Is there any reason why you wouldn't listen? Call right now, and I'll send you my free video on how to make $130,000 a year, doing only one deal a month without using any of your own money.
Call 800-757-5172 and get A.D. Kessler's Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video absolutely free. Learn how to get quick cash now, doing win-win deals the A.D. Kessler way, with no cash down. Call now for this limited time free offer. Call 800-757-5172. Create the success you deserve. Call 800-757-5172.
Dude, what are you doing?
Not my credit threat, dude. I couldn't get a car.
Yeah, but you're in the middle of the street with a rowboat.
Yeah, dude, I just invented it. I call it a land boat.
Yeah, it's a rowboat. You're barely moving.
Yeah, no, man, it's not much, but it gets me where I need to go.
Well, you know, you don't have to have great credit if you go to Metro Auto Wholesale. They've been around for 25 years. They've got 28 different lenders that'll compete for your business, even if your credit is bruised, which it most obviously is. If you're
rowing a boat in the middle of the street.
Dude, that's tight, but I mean, are they all junkers? Because my Lambo's pretty sweet.
Well, as sweet as your Lambo is, they've actually got 500 late model, low mileage, quality pre-owned vehicles that covers three whole city blocks.
Tight, bro. I'm paddling there now. How do I get there, man?
Well, they're on the corner 72nd and Southeast Foster Road, so, you know, I guess just row there.
Sick, dude. I'm on my way.
This is the Rick Emerson Show. AM 970. Solid State Radio.
Stand here like a gibbon.
It'll be okay.
All right. It's all going to be okay.
I mean, we do have options of what we can do.
I think the heat's driving everybody a little bit crazy.
It's a weird feeling in the building.
It really is. It's not helped by the fact, by the way, that I went to bed at 1 and I got up at, I don't know, like 4:30. Went to bed, couldn't fall asleep. I mean, you know, it's that thing.
I woke up at 1 o'clock and couldn't fall back asleep.
Oh, sucked. And, I mean, I got the air conditioner going in the bedroom, but it... But, I mean, really, unless you're able to just, like... Unless you've got some weird, super space-age air conditioning where you can just turn down every... You know, where you can literally cool every atom, every molecule of oxygen floating around the room. You can... Like, you still know that it's hot. I know we're talking about the heat again, but it's like 180. What are you going to do? It's, but it's like, you know, theoretically, the thermostat or the thermometer in the bedroom said like 71 or whatever, but it's like, it's not real somehow. Like, technically it's cool, but you can still sense that it's hot. I know I'm not making any sense.
How about a glass of ice cold lemonade?
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore. My point is, I went to bed at like 1, I woke up, I'm all sticky and hot and so, you know, and I get out of bed,
yeah.
I'm all loopy and I... You know, it's like the truck's only been starting half the time, too. That's the other great thing about it. Like, 1 out of every 10 times, I'll put in the key, turn it. Nothing. I just knew that was going to be the case this morning. Wasn't. I got here, and Stephanie Miller ran properly. That's all I care about. Now, that's all I care about. Stephanie Miller ran properly. And I don't mean to keep talking about it like I'm pimping it on you. I mean, I guess I am a little bit. But I'm just saying that doesn't matter what else. I guess it does matter what else happens today.
Well, thank God you have your health.
What are you doing? What? You've turned into a Floridian today. You've turned into some, and they were all out of locks. I wanted to wear my fur coat, but it's so hot. Myron told me I couldn't.
Who wants to play pinochle?
The ladies' mahjong circle is meeting this afternoon.
Make me a seltzer.
And don't overcharge me. All right. I don't even know what we've started doing. Hi, ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome out of the Rick Emerson Show. Hey, he's the original hairy, scary guy, the something is something else, and the Duke of Doom, and the Prince of Paranormal Portland. It's Clyde Lewis.
How you doing, man?
I honestly don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I hear you guys couldn't sleep, something was up, it was like
it's
too hot, whatever.
You know, I gotta tell you, this is, you know, there's every sitcom has one of these episodes, or not every sitcom, but I mean, well, some sitcoms, every dramatic series has an episode that takes place, and it's always at night for some reason. Every dramatic series has an episode that takes place on what they always call the hottest day of the year. And it's always like everybody, you know, is just like sitting around, and it's always at like a hospital or a police station, and for some reason they never have air conditioning. And so it's like endless shots of Andre Brower in a sweat-soaked shirt sitting around with one of those old fans that has the paper streamers on the front.
Well, y'all know my answer to that, and that is to wear one sock on and one sock off.
Yeah, you are all temperature Clyde.
Yes, I am, and so
Clyde sleeps with one sock on, by the way, and one foot exposed.
Yes, I do.
That is a fun fact about Clyde's sleeping habits.
Like in the 1950s.
Is that how they did it back then?
Well, it works. It just works. You feel, I don't know why, it's just the sensation of having.
Now, do you take one, now because you sleep with one sock on and one off, do you take, Sarah just walked into the studio, do you take one off before you go to bed? Or do you do it while you sleep? You somehow unconsciously take one of your socks off.
I think what happens is that I think I just take one off and leave one on, and I don't even think about it. It's just one of those things I do just so I can feel comfortable.
All right.
I mean, it's like a natural thing. It's like brushing your teeth. It's like signaling before you change lanes. It's one of those things I do.
We're now talking about how many socks Clyde wears while he sleeps. This is the way
is
to...
Is all the time or just in the heat?
This is the way to steal those FM listeners.
Well, no, what I do is, you know, I just wear one sock on, one sock off. It's just been a habit I do, and I've done that, you know, I don't know for... I don't know how long I've done that, but I've done
it. I've seen it. Solid color socks, or would they be argon?
I don't know. It's just
what
whatever
foot do you wear the
socks
on?
Is it always... This is true. Is it always the same foot that's uncovered?
Yeah, it is, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
I always uncover my left foot.
I can't believe that we are spending time talking about this. I think that it's so hot, and I've had so little sleep, and it's been such a stressful couple of days. I think my brain has actually, I can no longer discern what is good radio from what is bad.
Well, yeah.
So it's going to be a very interesting day.
I don't know if my socks are that big of a topic, but...
Let's keep talking about them all day. Let's talk about cereal, too. All right. What's going on in the world of Clyde Lewis?
Well, there's something strange happening in the world.
It's
hot.
Of
course, I have my finger on it. There's something going on. I don't know if you've heard about this. It's called Morgellons disease.
Oh, yeah. No, that's where carpet bursts out of your skin.
It's not
or
carpet.
Something
it's weirder
like that.
Than that. They don't know what it is. Some sort of a fibrous material where...
I've been following this, actually, because it creeps me out.
Yeah, and they're saying that it's something out of the X-Files, but if you go back in time to where I was on the air and I was talking about this, remember when I was talking about the Genesis probe coming out of the sky
yes.
and crashing in Utah and
yes.
and the shuttle, like, when it was burning up, it was leaving behind all kinds of things like pollen and earth. Guys, just saying anything like
is,
that in the soil.
I do know about this.
Well, here's the deal. They don't know where this disease has come from. It's just popped up.
Right.
And the places where it comes is California, Texas, and Florida.
Let me tell you. Sarah, do you know about Morgellons disease?
Mm-mm.
I'm going to tell you about it right now. Are you eating?
No, not
okay,
yet.
Okay, good. So I'm going to tell you about this disease right now. Now, it's a disease. Now, there's some... And this is true. Now, when I say it's not a Clyde thing, it is sort of a Clyde thing in that some doctors are unsure whether it actually exists or whether it's... another type of disease, or whether
they say it's right out of the X-Files,
or whether the people are just psychotic because there is a sort of delusional, there is a delusional syndrome where you believe you have a parasite, blah 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 blah. Anyway, but theoretically, there's like thousands and thousands of people, including a couple sort of high-profile people who claim to have it. And right now, there's actually, I believe it's the CDC is actually launching a study right now to see if it's real. But here's the thing: so it's like you get itchy skin.
Mm-hmm.
And then, apparently one of the symptoms is, I swear to God this is real. I'm not saying it's actually happening, I'm saying these are the purported symptoms. These are what people really claim the deal is. The deal is that you apparently feel, quote, parasites moving underneath your skin and burrowing towards your bones.
Mm-hmm.
No, it gets better. And then the best part is that apparently you get these weird, fibery things that just, like, come out of your skin, and they're supposed to be like carpet fibers. So you start growing carpet fibers where your hair would be. It's fantastic.
Yes,
it's the creepiest.
Amazing.
It's like straight out of the mind of Chris Carter.
Yeah, it's a strange disease.
Yeah.
And if they tried burning the fibers,
I would encourage everybody to go on the internet and I would encourage everybody to go on the internet now and research it yourself so that you can be terrified of it.
MorgellonsUSA.com.
Yeah,
MorgellonsUSA.com.
Yeah, you'll turn into one of those Jordy Verrill things like Stephen King did in Creepshow.
Oh, it's just creepy. And here's another thing too, is that it also sometimes produces something that's called protoplasmic gel. That is either yellow or red, and it's not blood or anything. It's just some strange gel that forms on your...
It's a paranormal goo.
It's a goo. It's like ectoplasm.
It's like, just say it's like an Egon kind of a... Egon, yeah. Your mucus.
Exactly, and so they don't know where it's coming from.
Everybody's scratching themselves.
Yeah, it's pretty scary.
Fantastic.
I mean, it shows like...
You're all going to die from it, and it's going to eat your bones.
And they say you can get it from soil, coming in contact
or
with soil.
Or from just being alive and breathing and touching
and
microphones.
Yeah, they've analyzed it, and it, like, it has the fibers that grow out of you. You have, like, plants. They like, grow, and they, like...
Plants
grow
growing right out of your skin.
Yeah, it's pretty scary stuff.
All right, there you go. Everybody's scratching now. That was my goal. There you go.
I say probes from space are causing this. I think, and then of course there was a rain of blood over India. That's another thing that's pretty peculiar, where they found red blood cells.
Only in a conversation with you would that bring up, like, that's an afterthought. Oh, by the way, it's raining blood in India.
It rained blood in India, and they analyzed it in red blood cells with no DNA, but they're wondering where it came from because it was settled in the atmosphere for about 2.5 months.
My suspicion is that Slayer is somewhere in the area.
Yeah, they announced it just prior to the 666 date. So the rain of blood, St. Thomas apocalypse.
Rain of blood and growing carpet.
No?
I'm bleeping that because that's hideous.
Oh, okay.
Because that's a... No. Just because that's a hideous image. Even for me, that's a hideous image. No one needs to know about growing carpet out of that part of their body. What's up? Are you at Dante's tonight?
Yes. Jesus.
Jesus. All right. What are you going to be talking about at Dante's?
Morgellons.
Oh, great. The chance to use that phrase over and over again on stage. Great. Fantastic.
Yeah, I can.
All right. Please don't.
All right.
Then what time is that happening tonight?
It's happening at 8 o'clock.
All right. ClydeLewis.com is the website, and go check it out and then be itchy.
All right. We'll see you later.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Clyde Lewis. Yeah, that was
a terrible conversation.
Phrases like that are what that dump button was made for. All right. These words were made for dumping. It's 503-733-2970. Yeah, it's a creepy disease. You don't want to read about it.
Yeah.
I say, ensuring that everybody will read about it. All right. What does this even mean? I'm looking at the note on the screen. John called. Mark left Sarah air conditioning from COIN. Okay, you realize that's gibberish.
No, Mark Ronchetti left me his air conditioner.
What?
Yeah, so I have one, but my room is so small that my computer desk is against my window, and I don't know if I can get it in.
So you have to move the desk to reveal the window to put in the air conditioner.
Yeah, but I don't have enough room in my...
Get rid of the desk.
You've seen how small my room is.
Get rid of the desk. You can't live... How can anybody live without air conditioning, given the choice?
I don't use anything on the top of it.
Being cool is...
I feel kind of weird now because Manuel is talking about... how he wants to maybe put it in the living room, but I don't want to put it in the living room.
No, it's your air conditioner.
I feel guilty.
Is this an in-window air conditioner?
Yeah.
It belongs to you. It's yours. Mark Ronchetti gave it to you.
Yeah, but he's trying to convince me to put it in the living room.
Oh, to hell with him.
He's a user.
He's a leech.
I feel really awkward, though.
Your roommate's a parasite. He's a carpet fiber bursting through your skin.
Okay.
Yeah. We're all itching ourselves.
Yeah, can we just, break or something? I need to shower.
No, we got 10 more minutes.
Should we move along to other topics of interest?
Wait, something about fire ants?
No, I have cockroaches seriously damaging a man's hair.
This is a great story. This is about a cockroach that tried to burrow into a dude's brain.
Mm-hmm.
No, you got to listen. All right, eat your lasagna.
Dateline China. All kinds of weird things happen. A cockroach hiding in a towel seriously hurt a man. Oh, seriously hurt the ear of a man as he was drying his hair. A fellow named Lee grabbed the towel to dry his hair after cleaning his new apartment and taking a shower. He suddenly felt pain as the bug burrowed into his ear.
Yeah.
He later managed to remove the bug, but not before it had managed to do some serious damage to the inside of that ear.
Eating the inside of his ear.
Oh, my God.
They won't use that phrase because they're trying to be respectable, but that's what it is.
I woke up with a potato bug in my ear once. It was like a nightmare come true.
Really?
I felt something in my ear.
Where were you?
I was in Oak Harbor at the time.
But no, but I mean inside? Because those are outside bugs. You never see those inside.
No, but I was sleeping. It was when I was in eighth grade. I remember I had a slumber party or something, and I was sleeping downstairs in my parents' house in a sleeping bag, which I think it might have been in the sleeping bag.
Yeah. Was the sleeping bag stored in the garage?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And it crawled into my ear, and I woke up, and I felt something in there, and I hit the other side of my head, and it fell out of my ear.
Oh, was it all rolled up, or was it still
it was in a little ball, and then it ran away.
Oh, I got to tell you, this is another classic Rick Emerson topic. I don't think we've ever talked about it, but when I say classic, I mean it fits right in. Because you know we love nail gun accidents, things being poked through other things in your body, any bits of your skin being peeled away in some sort of horrific accident, awful burning stories. And so I do believe that stories of insect attacks or insects somehow becoming a part of your body, I think those would fit right in. Here's mine. And yeah, if you store something in the basement of the garage, I'm completely anal about that. If I get a blanket, whatever that's been stored any outside in the truck that's been laying out front of on the sidewalk for a while, I take it and man, I put that thing in the washing machine and the dryer. I completely clean it. I don't leave anything. Because my thing isn't the potato bugs or the roly polies or whatever you call them. My thing is the spiders. I live in fear of, because here's the thing, because Laura and I are slobs, basically, and we'll let laundry really pile up before we do it all, and so the laundry will pile up in the basement, and I got this big fear of, sometimes we'll do the laundry, and then we put it it sounds gross when we put it on the floor, but I mean, there's like a little, a little carpeted area where we'll kind of set the laundry before it be sorted, but it's in the basement, and so sometimes, you run out of whatever, you run out of a shirt or boxer shorts or whatever, and I'll grab a pair of boxer shorts out of the pile of clean laundry that is still, it's clean, but it's still sitting in a pile on the floor, and I will actually have to, run it through the dryer and then, iron it so that I can kill any hidden, any creatures that are living inside, kill, any spiders that have hidden away inside of it, but my mom, here's the best story. This is not my story. This is my mom. My mom grew up, spent a lot of her life here in Oregon, and she, as a girl, your parents were farmers, and she used to work in the hop fields. She used to pick hops. And picking hops, first of all, is a terrible way to make a living because it's during the summer. It's on days like this when it's 190 degrees.
hops are gross. They're like they're like covered in like this stuff that's like sap. They're all sticky, and it's like picking it is like picking sap covered, you know, plants. It's all gross, and your hands smell like hops for like days afterward. And it's like this big ass like bucket that you got to drag with you and whatever. Anyway, and so you know, so she would make her lunch at home. She was like no McDonald's out in the middle of the hop field. She would take her lunch, and she would like set her lunch down, pick hops until like noon. And then sit down and have the lunch. And so, of course, what happens? She sits down, having lunch, putting the sandwich away. Turns out that the sandwich, of course, wait for it, bada bing, had been right next to a big red ant hill. Ugh. Sandwich full of red ants. Oh. She's all eating the sandwich. That's a peculiar stinging sense. Ow! 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 It's mouth full of red ants. Yeah. So there you go. No, I'm just saying. That's a thing that happened. We love stories like that. Yeah. I don't even know if I should say don't call or call. Or people are just going to do with it. People are people. What can you do? Here's Tim Riley.
Well, the world's second richest man is planning to give it all away. Billionaire Warren Buffett will donate most of his fortune to Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Naturally, the Microsoft founder is extremely grateful.
It's time for a soundbite. Oh, I'm sorry. Sarah's,
I'm telling you, we're talking to Gary Baumgartner about this.
Oh, Sarah's mouthing something. Oh, we'll be talking to... all right, we'll be talking to Gary Baumgartner. Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead and play it.
What was the lead up?
It's a Warren Buffett.
Given Warren response. Since 1991, and it was his thought that wealth should go back to society that got us thinking about doing our foundation in the first place.
All right, so this is... You know, here's the great thing about this, because Warren Buffett's got like $1 trillion or $1 jillion,
yes.
$1 skillion, and Gates has got, you know, whatever, however many billions he has today. The great thing about this is it's just like the ultimate shut up to anybody who just, you know, because there's a whole bunch of nitwits out there that live basically on message boards while sitting in their own filth, who, and their raison d'etre, as the French would say, is just to sit on, like, Silicon Valley message boards and complain about Microsoft and Bill Gates. And, you know, I don't like Microsoft, and the world would be better off with Bill Gates. But this is just the ultimate, you know, whether or not it's true, he's given, like, $500 million to charity, and Gates has said at the end he's going to give away 90% of his wealth to charitable organizations. And his pal Warren Buffett's going to be giving away 85%. And it's just like the ultimate, you know, in your, it's like, what can you say that trumps that? The answer is nothing. 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 When I say that, I don't even know that people know what we're doing.
Probably not. It's still funny, though.
What was it? Well, there was some commercial that came
from. It was for some ordinance. Remember stealing, taking someone's land or taxes, an old lady?
Oh, yeah, I guess we can say this now. When we were at Intercom, sometimes you'll hear us on the Rick Emerson radio program. You'll hear Sarah or I say, nothing. And we'll pronounce the word that way, nothing. And so here's why we do that. Because there was, when we were at Intercom, there was this commercial we aired. It was some political ad. And it was ostensibly an old woman, but I think it was Daria. I don't mean Daria sounds like an old woman, but I mean it was Daria pretending to be an old woman in the commercial. I do not believe it was a real old woman. Because it sounded so fake. It sounded like someone doing the voice of what you think an old woman would sound like. And it was some ordinance about like taking away something, walkers from old people or whatever. And the line, the commercial had a moment where an old woman said, and now I'll have nothing! And it was just so fake and hilarious. And I asked our program director, Alan Davis, at the time, I'm like, can we just excerpt that out and play it? And he's like, no, I don't think you should. That's probably not a good thing to do. Or whatever. He probably used some sports analogy.
And laughed a lot.
And then laughed and clapped me on the shoulder and said, we're not going to fire you.
Alan.
Yeah. You know who Alan was? Alan was the mayor from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Richard Wilkins. You remember that guy? That's who he was. Smiling and jovial and totally getting ready to screw you in ways you can't even imagine.
But the reward for that was he got sent to Kansas where it's hot like this every day.
Yes. Nobody.
And flat.
Nobody's
it
an
never
ops,
cools up.
But he's an ops manager. He runs a whole cluster. Anywho, I gotta quit saying anywho. So there was this old woman. She's all, nothing! And we just thought that was the most hilarious thing. Right up there with that Jiggles ad that said, let me dance for you. That's really the gold standard
right
there. I
need to bring that in.
Do you have it?
I have, yeah. Can we play the ad here?
Let me dance for you. It's you, though, right?
Well, I have the Band-Aid that I did as the Jiggles girl.
I don't even remember what we're talking about. We have to bring it in. Yeah, just bring whatever it is.
Okay.
I don't care. Caller says, stop with ants. It's lunchtime. I don't have any more ant stories. It's up to the people. If the people have ant stories, that's fine.
No, you're telling a story about your aunt.
Yes.
Let's see. Sarah can tell roommate not enough BTUs to put in living room. Oh, this is true. You could always tell Manuel that each... Which is true, by the way.
No, but it's Manuel's dad. His dad was telling him. He's like, oh, it'll cool the whole house, Manuel.
No, but I'm saying most air conditioners are made to cool a finite area.
Yeah, because I know Mark used it just for his bedroom.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the air conditioner that Laura and I've got, we have a little portable one, and it says, like, will heat or will cool up to, like, 12 by 12 or 15 by 15.
But I feel kind of guilty, because isn't that going to use a lot of energy?
You chip in for the bill.
Well, I do, but I have, like, a solid amount that I pay. Like, my rent includes utilities.
Well, so, that's his fault. Okay. That's his fault for structuring the deal that way. It's Manuel's fault for being a poor negotiator. If you say that, if he structures the rent so that it's a flat fee, including utilities, that doesn't seem like it's your problem.
Okay.
He should have said you'd pay a third or however. How many people live there? Three?
Three, yeah.
He should have said you'll pay a third of utilities. Hmm. You know, but, you know, there you go.
So live and learn.
That sounds like
I'll put it in today.
That sounds like an MP, not a UP. You know what I mean? I don't know what I'm talking about. Let's see. What are we, is this the guy who wrote the cutting? Hi, Benjamin?
Hey, Rick.
Hi, you're
Ben,
the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
Well, I'll tell you what. You kept me on the hook all last week saying, okay, we're going to play the song.
Oh, yeah, this is Benjamin. He wrote a song about chicks who cut themselves. No, we'll get to it today, I swear.
Awesome. Now, that's what I need, because I'll tell you what. Last week, I actually had a nightmare about you, because I've been waiting for you to play this song, so it's been on my mind. I've been listening every day. And you said sometimes you go out in public and people approach you and you're a little awkward about that.
Well, just because I'm boring and dull. I'm uninteresting in almost every way.
You know, being a performer myself, I understand that. People come up to you, expect you to be entertaining on the spot. And you're
do
like,
people come up to you constantly and they ask you to be entertaining?
Sometimes. It does happen to me, yeah.
Okay.
But, okay, so this dream was, it was just a little short thing. So I'm walking down the street, I see you going to a coffee shop, you know, seeing your picture on the website, and I'm like, hey, you know, I'll duck in and I'll say hi.
Okay.
And I go in there, and I find where you're sitting, and I sit down next to you, and immediately you introduce me to some random stranger next to me, and while I'm talking to him, you skip out. And now I'm like, oh, you're gone.
Okay. And then you're left to entertain the stranger.
The stranger, exactly. So I get up, and I walk out, and I look on the street, and you're disappeared, and that's the end of the dream. And it's all because of this unresolved anxiety waiting for you to play the song.
I'm sorry. I've been, look, at it, it wasn't like I was deliberately teasing and not getting to it. It's just been, one of those, it was one of those weeks. Like last week, and this week is shaping up to be the same way. Because last week we had a Stephanie Miller announcement, the Donna Mike announcement, the storm thing, the Stephanie Miller interview. Friday we had all manner of technical glitches and problems. Everything on Friday was a big disaster. And so it was just so busy. And then the mystery sound, which just is its own horrible thing. And then this week is the same. This is a good time to announce. We have yet another programming change, and so we'll announce that here when we come back. We have yet another show we're adding to the lineup, so we'll announce that when we come back.
Awesome.
We got these. I got to do the mystery. I got to get the mystery sound done this week. I got to get it finished and over, because otherwise it's just going to go on and on, and it's going to eat my brain.
I just want to let you know, Rick. I'm not calling to give you a hard time about it. I just want to let you know about the dream and put a little pressure on you to play it.
Thank you.
You're doing me a favor there. It's great. I really appreciate it.
It's kind of weird to know that I'm in one of your dreams.
That was weird to me too.
I'm not saying it creeps me out or anything. It's just sort of strange. Strange to know that there's somebody, little do I know that while I'm just living my life, there's a guy dreaming about me.
People having nightmares about you, Rick.
All right, thank you, sir. All right, thank you. All right, fine. That's Benjamin.
Should we get one more with Tim?
Is it horrible?
Should we do the snap watch?
I can't read your lips.
I know, we should have figured out this lip reading thing by now. It's been 3 months.
I think it's I don't know what it is. It's some, I don't know. What is it?
Snap watch?
But we have a double snap watch.
I only have copy.
Oh, well, then we shouldn't do it yet, because we should wait. I should get you the second half.
Okay, let's do that.
So we should, the microphone is on.
Oh.
Reading your lips isn't necessary when you're actually speaking out loud. That renders the lip reading sort of redundant. It's superfluous.
Should we break?
God damn, I don't know. All right, hold on. Let's create the Matrix live on the air, shall we? Or should we break and create the Matrix? Let's break. Okay. We'll come back. We will create the programming Matrix or schedule today.
Okay.
Stay there. Thank you. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We're back after this. Don't go anywhere.
If you would like to advertise on on AM 970, contact the lovely Lisa Gerrard at 503-222-1011. Buy our station or die. This is AM 970. Solid State Radio.
You don't like a stabbing sound?
No.
This is the loudest station. Seriously, sometimes I'll just sit in there with in my office with the station on, and it's... I mean this in a good way, but this station is just like... Sometimes it's like a fist is just coming out of the speaker and pounding you in the brain over and over. It's pretty great, actually. You're never going to confuse... This station has what Steve Jobs would call a distinctive sound and style. You're never going to confuse us with anything else. I had this whole thing about CD Game Exchange. I had some relatable anecdote I was going to tell.